to
MILF Manor.
My name's Alan.
Rose over here.
And wow, this week.
Episode two.
Season one. Where do we even start?
It starts with secrets. Everybody's got secrets.
Yeah, this is like the mom game of do you think there's going to be a mom contest every, like, episode?
Oh, is this the formula?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and one of the moms did say on the show, too, during this episode, she was like, I think it was Charlene said, I mean, what is this? This isn't like it's a game show or anything.
It goes back to that question, it's like, who's winning MILF Manor, and what do they win?
Yeah, right? What do they win?
Well, before we get...
Okay, yes,
it's like right when this starts. You remember last episode, there was... What's her character name? Is April W.
Yes.
And we couldn't figure out who her son was.
Right, yeah.
All of a sudden...
Yes.
He's like, appeared, and his name is Ricky... Rose, I went back and I rewatched episode
Ricky's
one.
He's not in the first
he's
one.
Not in it
no,
at all.
He's not in it at all.
But
yeah.
He's just here.
Yeah.
And April W. and Ricky and everybody's just like, yeah, this has always been what MILF Manor is. And before you can even, like, think about it, it's time for this week's game.
Oh, man.
Wall of Secrets.
Wall of Secrets.
More like Wall of Shame.
Gosh.
So... If this is the way this game works, right? If you can stump your mom or son with a secret that they don't know, you win a romantic date.
Of your choosing. You get to choose who you want to take out.
Which is, all right. I mean, I guess at MILF Manor, you know, this is a big deal. You get to force somebody to go on a date with you.
Yes. Oh, man. But some of the secrets... We're crazy.
Yeah, so I guess everybody, like, writes down their secret on a piece of paper, which is, like, I don't know. I don't know what my mom's handwriting looks like, right?
Yeah.
So, but
well,
anyway.
Well, that is true. But they're so, like, come on. These kids are fucking out of it. Even the moms.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's the other thing about MILF Manor. They're all fucking drunk all the time, right?
They're
just drinking the entire time. So they're scrawling their secrets on paper, and one by one, the MILFs and the sons are going to go to this wall and pick out, like, a secret such as, I had sex in a mall elevator.
Yes, or also, I got pink eye from eating out ass.
I got pink eye.
That's my favorite.
I love...
I was so eager during this episode to... Who the hell got pink eye from eating out ass? Like, who the hell?
I love when...
I was so eager.
All the MILFs are going up, and they have to pick out their son's secret.
Yeah.
And so you get a bunch of different MILFs who are like, oh my god, I hope that's not my son.
We're like, oh, I hope that's not my mom.
And the other secrets are I slept with my son's best friend.
Oh, yes. I had sex in an elevator.
I grinded on a granny.
Oh, that was a good one. I had sex with seven women.
I had sex with
orgy.
Seven women orgy, which all the moms are like, oh, I hope that's my son. Like, all the MILFs are just really, they want that to be their son. Bisexual kiss.
Oh, bisexual kiss, yep. Quit it, or he fucked them and then left them. Type of deal. One night stand with like three girls in a consecutive row or something.
I just wrote ghosted some lady. That's your deep dark secret is you ghosted some ladies. Quickie on a yacht.
Yep. Middle school teacher.
Son's middle school teacher.
I love that one.
That's so good.
I love that one. Do we say kiss the best, or have sex with the best friend?
Yeah, had sex with the best friend. No, this is the exact wording. I slept with my son's best friend. Which this is... All right, I get it. You're on television. It's a reality TV show.
Right.
You have to play this stupid game.
But why say
why
that?
Why would you pick this to be like...
Say anything else. Hell, make it up. Nobody knows.
Right.
Nobody knows. Make something up. I would... Shit, if I was on this game show, I'd make up something fucking funny and weird.
What would you make up?
Oh, man. I think I would make up, like, 69s. 69's so overrated. I would say, like, I don't know, 69's my son's best friend's dad or something.
Best friend's dad. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
A little bit easier, but closer to the truth or something. Shit, I don't know.
Immediately following this, now it's later at night at MILF Manor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for the secret reveal party.
Oh, I love the secret reveal party.
And so the first secret that comes out is April J.
Yep.
Slept with her boyfriend's best friend. Not the son's best friend, the boyfriend's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabriel, he's totally bi. I don't know if you noticed. Just, like, the way they're building this character up, he's so annoying. But his secret
like
is...
Like, he made out with a guy on New Year's Eve, and then that guy realized he was bisexual.
Right. When it's like, please, Gabriel, you're talking about your fucking self.
Right. And then there's, like, an interview with one of the MILFs in the Sun, and they're just like, yeah, he's got quite an ego.
Yeah. I think Gabriel's definitely going to have sex with one of the guys on there and their mom.
Ooh, like a three-way?
I think he's going to do a duo, yeah. I think he's going to do a duo.
Wait, so it's going to be a son, the son's mom, and Gabriel?
And, yeah, the son?
Yeah.
The mom? And Gabriel.
Sticking with the Incest Island theme.
Yes, yep.
So then Stephanie and Billy are next. Stephanie.
Oh, but wait. That lie was wrong, though. Remember? They got it wrong.
Oh, well, oh, yeah. So I didn't write who won or lost.
Oh, got it. Okay. You just wrote who everybody guessed. I wrote who everybody guessed and then who won.
Because in the end, the losers are the winners.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So the way it works is if you guess... If you guess incorrectly,
you win.
You win, but it has to be both mom and son.
Yeah,
guess incorrectly.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So,
but they got confused. Some of them thought if you guessed it right,
then
they won.
And they're like celebrating.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens with Stephanie and Billy.
Yeah.
Because they both just instantly knew.
Mm-hmm.
Billy's like, yeah, my mom. No, Billy. Billy's mom, Stephanie, is like, yeah, he's on the beach all the time, so he had sex on a beach.
Yes.
And he's like, you got it, and I know you fucked my middle school teacher. And she's like, yeah, it was me.
Duh, Billy.
And then they're like high-fiving.
They're high-fiving.
It's like, mom, you fucked my middle school teacher. High five.
Oh, my God.
And then this one was interesting.
So this is Harrison and Charlene's next.
Yeah, Harrison is the granny grinder. And also it comes out that he used to be a male entertainer.
Oh, yeah. Harrison is so juicy, in my opinion.
You think?
He's the quiet one. We really don't know much about Harrison, but okay, go on.
We know he used to, you know, dance.
Yeah, a male entertainer.
Yeah, I'm more interested in Harrison.
Yeah, me too.
In this
after
episode,
this one, yeah.
I feel
too.
Like the less you actually say on MILF Manor, the more interesting you become.
Oh my God, 100%. Because you know, in like a couple episodes, he's going to blow up.
You think Harrison's
a
ticking time bomb?
I think shit's going to go down with Harrison.
Yeah?
I think he's going to be the sought after one. All right. 100%.
Yep. You heard it here first. It's Charlene, Harrison's mom. She's the one that, she slept with a 20-year-old whose name she can't remember.
Yeah.
Which, these all seem like appropriate secrets to be
like
revealing. Next up, we had Kelly and Joey.
Kelly with the knee.
And Joey with a, God, what an asshole.
Yeah, Joey sucks.
Joey's the ghoster, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Kelly... had sex in a Michelin restaurant.
Yeah, in London.
Which is, I guess that's fancy.
Yeah.
Then we have Shannon and Ryan. Shannon had sex in an elevator. Mm-hmm. Finally, we found out. And Ryan's the seven woman orgy on his birthday. Which is an interesting birthday gift. All the other boys are like giving him high five.
Oh yeah, like, they're like, oh man, I wish that was me.
That's so cool, Ryan. And then finally, we have.
Oh, this is the best one.
So young,
Jimmy and So Young.
So Jimmy admits.
This is the best one.
They both, oh my god, they both got the worst one. Jimmy got pink eye from eating ass.
From eating ass, he got pink eye.
And yeah. So when he admits to this, everyone's like, we all knew it. We knew it. It was Jimmy. And then he starts like, I don't know, describing how to eat ass, but yeah, like,
but
the way he does it just doesn't make any sense.
Now, he was going up and down.
And all around.
And left and right.
With
his face.
It was
like up and down. Yeah, it was like you go up and down and left and right. It's like, you should be getting the hole, which is the anus part.
Right.
Nobody wants their crack eating ass.
Right.
Jimmy made it up.
Do you think Jimmy just...
Oh.
He just took some words and put them like, all right, pink eye and eating ass.
100%.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Does Jimmy look like the kid that would be eating ass and getting pink eye from it?
I feel like Jimmy's got weird. I don't want to like kink shame, right? But in the last episode, Jimmy was all like into what's her face because of her feet. And now he's eating ass.
Oh, you're right.
And it's like out of everybody, he's the one that's displaying all these kinks, right? Next episode it might be BDSM or something, you know? Not that there's anything wrong with
that. No, nothing wrong with it.
And then So Young.
Oh, this is a good one.
She just like casually reveals, yeah, I slept with your best friend. But don't ask me any questions.
And everybody was quiet.
It was Jimmy. Awkward.
First off, he got like, oh man, and like, kind of like, damn, Jimmy with the eating out of the ass and pink eye.
Yeah.
And the mom got the quiet shame. She got the shame. What? The shame should be towards the pink eye eating ass. Not the best friend.
It's shame all around.
It's like, shame all around.
It's shame on so many levels, but you're admitting this on national television.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're like, not only are you admitting to your son that you slept with his best friend, you're admitting that in front of a bunch of other people, and also it's on TV.
It's on TV.
It's going to be on TV. Wait, what the hell?
It's like, make something else up.
Right.
Like, say something else. I mean, come on. What would you say? I said what I would say. I would do like a 69 thing.
I like the sleeping with the
dad.
The
best friend's dad or something. Or like the stepdad.
I drowned a pool boy.
Yeah.
Admitting to murder.
Something else.
Anything. And Jimmy's just like totally, he's shocked. He's like, I'm a little traumatized right now.
He's shocked. And the mom is like, she's hurt now. She realized, like, she shouldn't have said that in her actions. She was crying in bed. She was rolling around in her bed crying.
Well, so next up, Jimmy just has a breakdown. Yeah. He's incredibly drunk, as is everybody on MILF Manor. And so he strips. He just gets naked, and he's in a pool. And it's like one of those reality TV things where, like, the sad music's playing. And you can see, like, some of the production crew is in the shots. Like, stuff's getting real. And So Young goes out to, get him out.
Charlene with them?
Charlene's
like,
there.
You want to talk about it, Jimmy?
He's like, no, everything's fine. It's just real. It's all real, right? He's just caught in this loop of, like, it's just so real. You don't understand, right?
Yeah.
And so... the mom comes out So Young to get him, and it just doesn't go well.
No.
And so...
it does not go well at all. I forget what Jimmy... but he was hurt. What did he say?
I guess he
didn't really say much. They really weren't talking in the pool.
He was.
He just pretty much said, "I don't want to talk about it." Right? Yeah.
Right.
Like, I don't want to talk about it.
But he's like naked in the pool.
Yeah.
And
then So-young just hangs her head down low, walks back to her room.
She feels guilty.
Yeah.
She admits to feeling guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And then she cries herself to sleep.
She cries herself, rolls around in bed crying herself to sleep.
End scene. Cut to the next day. Jose and Kelly.
Oh, that's it. Kelly with the knee.
It's their big date. They're going to have a big date to one of the landmarks of Mexico.
It's like the mushroom.
It's like, yeah, it's just a big rock.
Mm-hmm.
But Kelly all comes up to Jose and she's like, I've planned a real special day for us. We're going to go on a boat because I know you're from Mexico and I want to take you to one of the landmarks of Mexico. Okay. So then they're on a boat.
So they take this tiny ass rowboat. so fucking tiny. So they paddle with their hands across this little river to this rock. No, I'm just joking. But yeah.
I looked it up because I was like, this is so stupid.
You saw how little the boat was.
I saw how little the boat was and
they
how
didn't
little
go far at all.
The rock is as well. And it's just like, this
Come
is.
Come on.
But it's actually a thing. This place.
But it was like a mushroom. It had mushrooms on it or something. It's like,
they're
what
like
is
these
it?
Geological features
okay.
that like you all come right. across where it's just precariously balanced rock.
And
humans are just, you know, really into that kind of thing. And I guess it's one of the landmarks of Mexico. But Jose's like a real Casanova.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he picks her up and carries her to the boat.
Yeah.
Then they're on the boat and he's saying like all these sweet nothings to her. And the sun's setting and they make out.
And they make
it's
out.
It's the first
they
time
kiss.
That we see
action.
At MILF Manor, like real
action. On camera, yep.
And so, cut to back at MILF Manor.
Yeah.
Paula?
Is Jose's mom.
And she's not happy. Everyone's like talking to her and like egging her on.
She does not think Kelly with an E is for her son Jose. Mm-mm.
And the one of the boys, I think it's Ricky, he's like, that's not what Jose thinks, you know? Like, he's. They're all egging her on.
Kelly.
And So-young, who just last night admits to sleeping with her son's best friend and literally, like, destroys her son.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Right.
She's like, Kelly, with an E, is going to eat your son, Jose, alive. This is, like,
she did.
Coming from So-young, you know. So they return.
Yeah.
Jose and Kelly with an E get back. And Paula is just like, I'm fine. Zero jealousy. I'm just fine.
Yeah. The mom says zero jealousy. She's not jealous of her son going out on a date with Kelly with the knee.
Jose is such a mama's boy. He's such a mama's boy. And it's like starting to come out now. And I mean, Kelly with the knee is kind of gross.
She is.
But
she's always wearing shirts that are like tissues. So she has a little tissue around her like double E breast.
Yes.
And then she has these like thumbs that are like nipples. And these thumb nipples are just constantly cutting through her tissue shirts. It's crazy.
They're clearly like augmented. In the beginning of the episode, they're talking about her boobs. It's like her and her
mm-hmm.
son,
yeah.
the other mama's boy, what's his name? Joey.
Yeah.
He's such a dork. He's talking about...
He's 12 years old, by the way. Like, 12 years old. And he acts like he's 10.
He's talking about his mom's, quote-unquote, headlights.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Joey, be a man. Just say tits.
Yeah.
Just say tits.
He refuses to because he's 12.
And then Kelly with an E reminds Joey that he was breastfed.
Yeah.
And Joey's like, because I needed the milk, Mom. I needed the energy. And Kelly's like, yeah, you were really thirsty. And it's like, Al, these conversations.
This is crazy. That's what they were saying.
And the, on national television. So, like, Kelly with an E, all of this is to say is Kelly with an E is no saint, no, right?
No, she's no saint.
But, because Paula is a little possessive of her son on a dating show.
She's very possessive of her son on a dating show.
It's a sexual adventure show, really. Mm-hmm. It's not a dating show.
100%.
Like, your son's there to have sex.
But I think the women, not the boys, I call them boys because it's hard to call them men.
They are boys.
Yeah. I feel like the women think there's potential for love.
Between, like a lesbian MILF love?
No. I feel like they think they might find love within one of these boys.
Oh, like MILF Manor ends with a wedding.
Well, or MILF Manor ends up with a partner in life. Something.
Can we talk about this too? Did you notice that Jose looked a lot older? Like, he's apparently 28, but he looks like he's 38. 28? He's got gray hair under like certain light and stuff. Like, you can really see he's got gray hair. And like, I guess some people go gray earlier than others, but I don't think he's actually 28. I think Jose
could be older.
I think he's older.
How old is his mom? Do you know how old his mom is?
69.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, but Paula looks good. Mm-hmm. She's one of the hotter. Like, she's more natural looking. She hasn't had any work.
She doesn't have a lot of makeup, yeah.
And, but no she's, work. Like, she looks really good. But,
she looks good.
So, they all go out dancing or something. And this leads to, like, not that they're leaving the manor. The manor also has, like, a dance club.
Oh, it does. They never leave the manor. So far. Let's just say so far. Everything's within this manor. Yeah, so they're at a dance club within the manor.
Dancing with each other. And then Kelly with an E starts to get mad.
Because?
That Paula, Jose, and Stephanie are all speaking in Spanish.
In Mexico.
and she starts to, like, really make a scene about it. Yeah. She's
she
all like,
it.
You're not here to speak your first language.
In the country where Spanish is the first language.
And she fucking explodes.
Yeah, she explodes.
On Stephanie and Paula.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jose has to, like, step in.
Oh, so while they're all fighting, Jose is lounging in his room in bed with his arms behind his head, just lounging. I love that scene. I love how they cut to Jose while they're all outside fighting, and Jose's just, like, lounging.
Like, they're fighting about me. He knows it's really about him.
I love that part.
And so, I think it's Stephanie's all like, yeah, if we have something bad to say about you, we'd say it to you in English, you know? Because Kelly with an E is just, like, kind of paranoid that they're talking about her.
Oh, she shows her insecurity.
She's so insecure.
So insecure. Agreed, yeah.
And Kelly just makes a real ass of herself.
She does.
When Jose, shows up, he's like, what's going on? And she's like, why don't you ask them in Spanish? And she storms off and just, like, really, but also I feel like Paula, like, kind of engineered the whole scene as well. Like, I think she realized, oh, when I'm speaking in Spanish with Stephanie and Jose, that kind of seems to annoy Kelly.
Right.
So she kind of, like,
instigated it. Yeah, because she's not a big fan of Kelly with an A.
And so Kelly took the bait.
She did, yeah.
And just totally exploded.
Yep.
And Jose, now he's like, you know, it was a fun date or whatever, but I'm seeing the dark side.
Now he saw the dark side.
Of Kelly with an E. The dark side. And I don't think, you know, they're gonna...
Oh, I don't think that's a match.
I think that's over.
I think Jose and Kelly with an E has moved on. Jose does not like her dark side.
So Kelly's going to have to, I don't know, lick her wounds.
Lick her wounds, and she's going to have to find another boy.
Well, there's still plenty of boys. And I don't think Jose's the boy.
No, Jose's not the boy. Not for her. I feel like Jose needs, like, Charlene. She's, like, sophisticated. You know what I mean? Jose's very romantic and, like...
There is one of those, like...
He needs, like, the older woman of the group.
At one point...
Or April.
April J or yeah, April W.
April, Gabrielle's mom. April J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
April
J.
The more it goes on, the more I like April J.
Oh my god, I love April J. She's becoming one of my favorites.
I
get a kick out of So Young.
So Young's such a troublemaker.
And though. Stephanie, I can't wait to see you. Oh, Stephanie, okay, go on.
There's like an early sidebar earlier in the show where it's like Charlene and So Young at breakfast, actually.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes, I do, yep.
And they both agree men should ask women out.
Oh, yeah, they don't want to ask any of the little boys out.
Like, they have to be asked out.
They want to be asked out.
And then, so it's like.
But Jose is the one that they
all
like.
Agree. Everyone wants Jose.
Everybody wants Jose.
Because...
Which I feel like Jose is the hot one of the group, but they're overlooking Harrison. Juicy. Come on.
Harrison's cute. I know. Did you notice he has a weird scar on his shoulder,
though? Oh, I didn't.
I wonder what that's from.
Ooh. Maybe it got too rough during his male entertainment days.
Yeah. Some maybe granny knifed him. So, yeah, that was the episode cut to credits.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's winning MILF Manor this week, Rose?
Oh, who's winning MILF Manor? As a couple or individually?
Individually. Like
Jose and Kelly with an A.
Jose and Kelly with an E is winning.
Separately, not together as a group, but I feel like Jose is like the prime. He's the meat. Everybody wants a piece of that meat.
Yeah.
And Kelly with an E, she is talk of the town.
Yeah, it's like one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Even if people are saying bad things about you,
right.
they're still talking about her,
and everybody still wants a piece.
Yeah.
They do.
And who lost this week? Who's losing MILF Manor?
Well, I don't want to say they're losing, but I feel like, well, we just found out Ricky's there.
Yeah.
I feel like he needs to step up.
Yeah, have a little bit of a personality,
like,
Ricky.
On. Who else? I feel like
So Young is this week's loser.
Oh, 100%. Especially after what she did to her son.
She really screwed the pooch.
Agreed.
You know, it's just, it's not a good look.
Who do you think are the winners?
Oh, I think Jose is winning.
Yeah, 100%.
I think Paula's winning. Because she was able to engineer that, like, Kelly exploding and just looking like such a piece of trash, you know?
That's another good one.
I'm going to say Charlene's winning as well.
She is. She's been...
She's, like, sitting in the back, kind of watching.
She's always in the background, but she's
appearing.
Got some, oh, my God.
She's always,
she's
like, there.
She's got something to say.
And just kind of, like, trying
to... She's always on camera.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's...
But she's quiet.
She's
Does that
quiet.
Make sense?
Yeah, but she's always like, hey, do you need anything?
Yeah.
And, like, she's...
making herself
she's
know
watching.
That she's there. Oh,
she's
yeah.
watching. You know, mm-hmm. So she's playing the game.
She's ready to pounce.
The MILF Manor game. Yeah. Just... Waiting until he's too drunk to get back to bed. That's when she'll
get back
make...
to bed, because they always bring their sons back to bed.
Yeah, right.
Don't they?
Yeah.
It's time for bed. They
come on.
Say that.
Come on, Joey. Let's go to bed. Mom.
Yeah.
It's too.
You can't tell me what to do.
You can't tell me what to do. Okay, predictions? You see anything kind of brewing underneath?
Oh, Stephanie's going to be a star coming up.
Stephanie, yeah.
She's going to, yeah.
She really kind of came
one,
in her own.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be sought after more than I think Kelly with an A now.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of showed for upcoming.
Yeah.
And then we're going to see more of the unknowns, like Ricky and,
Harrison?
Oh, Ryan.
Oh, yo, Ryan. Who the... Which one
Ryan,
is Ryan?
Oh, Ryan's the one with the 7 women orgy.
Oh, that
And it was
funny.
His birthday.
Yeah, yeah. He... wait, was...
Kelly trying to get with him last episode, like at the end, was that?
Yeah, it? She was. Yes, with the roll. Yes, yeah. I'll never forget the roll onesie. Shannon is going to be more involved. Oh, and April J. We're going to see more of April J. and April W.
I feel like April J. is the real star.
Oh, I think she's going to win ultimately. If anybody's going to find. I mean, look, nobody's going to find love. But if anybody's going to find love, it's going to be April J.
Do you think she'd come on our podcast?
100%. Are you fucking serious? Why wouldn't she?
April, if you're listening. If either of the Aprils are listening.
Come to Philly or we'll come to you.
We can set up a Zoom thing. You don't even have to leave your house.
Yeah, you don't even have to leave your house. We just would like to hear from you.
Come on the pod.
Seriously, please do.
We want to know some of the behind-the-scenes secrets.
100%.
The magic of MILF Manor.
Mm-hmm. And so far, you're our star, so we're rooting for you.
And that goes for both Aprils.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Both Aprils. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have anything else?
No, this is it. I think the third... I'll tell you what, guys. The next episode is going to be even juicier.
Did you
catch... The twists and turns in this show is crazy! Like, who would have predicted about the secrets? Like, this is nuts. What do they have for us next?
They're going to bring their grandmas. Excited. It's going to... They're going to throw grandmas on.
This is going to be nuts. Grandmas and grandsons.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
No, maybe they'll save that for MILF Island Season 2.
Oh, hopefully. That'd be great.
Well, then, I guess we'll milk you later.